Are you in the wilderness today, not knowing which way to turn or walk? Are you in a season where there is a trail of tears behind you, much like what we've seen in 2 Samuel chapter 15 with King David? It may be that you are there because of your own doing and choices that you have made. That's very possible. But the question is, will you have enough faith to say with David, "Whatever comes, I will trust the Lord. I desire and long for His favor, but I will submit to His discipline as well. For whatever comes my way as His child, I know that it is ultimately for my good." And on that trail, when your prayers are made as you walk up the mountain, you can trust that God's answer is already walking up the other side to meet you. Or it may be that you're not walking through a trail of tears today, but what we have seen in these events are people who are willing to walk with David in his grief. Ittai, Zadok, Abiathar, and now Hushai. Friends who stick closer than a brother. Friends who are willing to lay down their own lives and give up their own time. Friends who are willing to walk the dusty trail so that it won't be a trail of loneliness. Are you that type of friend? Are you willing to hold up the weak arms of another and help straighten the collapsing knees? Or will you sit on the sidelines as the caravan of hurt passes by? There's a lot for you to consider and pray about and think about in 2 Samuel chapter 15. And as you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionary in India. And also remember the Pangua Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.